Om Shanti. From today onwards, we will be starting a new series, The Voice of God. And in that, we are going to take every day some new topic. So, today's topic is One Father and None Else. So, we'll begin this series with this topic. One Father and none else. We have often heard in Murli, Baba has said this many times, have all connections with one, have all relationships with one, have all attainments from one, love one, remain lost in one, remember one Father, have all your dealings with one, all your heart's love should go only to one Father. And we have been taught this chapter of one, lesson of one, or the power of one. So, this morning I was thinking on this, what does it mean when Baba says, one Father, and none else. Ek Bap, Dusra Na Koi. This is a statement which is a very celebrated statement in most of the Sakar and Avyaktavanis. So, we'll try to understand this, what it is exactly. Each and every Brahmin soul is connected to one Father. And Baba knows each and every Brahmin soul. But when we say that, and as every Brahmin say, that I have only one Father and none else, but what are the deeper meanings of it? When we say that, say it, what does it mean? Or what efforts, Purusharth, one should make in order to come to this stage? So we'll see some points regarding this. The first thing is acceptance. We'll see about 21 points. So the first thing is acceptance. Have I accepted in my heart of hearts that I have only one Father and none else? Do I really think that I have only one Father, I have only one beloved, and with that one, I have all the relationships. All my wanderings will stop when I come to this conclusion that I have nowhere else to go. I have to wend my path only to this goal. So first thing in this is deeper acceptance within. This can be turned into an yoga experiment where somebody can sit in front of Baba and start contemplating on each and every point, and this itself will become an yoga. So the first thing to ask oneself is, have I accepted it really that I have only one Father, I have only one beloved, I have only one comforter of the heart, I have only one sustainer, I have only one Father, I have only one teacher, I have only one guru, I have only one redeemer, I have only one guide, one coach, one tutor. He is the only one who is my boatman, who is my laundryman, who is my businessman, who is my everything. Right from the architect, right from the sculptor of my life. He is the one who is my soul mechanic. He is the Yogacharya. I have all bonds, all relations, all bearing with him. So, the first thing to think, to contemplate, to cogitate, to reflect in silence is this. Accept. I accept that you are the only one. I accept that you are the only savior. I accept you are the only one who is the giver of, bestower of happiness and remover of sorrow. I accept that you are the only one who has come for me. So deep level of acceptance. Deep stage of acceptance. Unless and until we accept it within our heart, progress is not possible. So first is this. Second thing is, believe in this. First is, accept this statement. We are thinking about what we are going to do with this statement. So first is, accept the statement. Second is, believe. Believe in the statement. Believe that he is the only one who is mine. Believe that he is the only one who has come for me. Believe that he is the only one who can help me. I have sought human help, assistance. I have been running from pillar to post to seek human cooperation. But in return, what I have got? Sometimes I might have got cooperation, love, care, attention, but not always. And he is the one who is sitting all the time for me. So I believe that he is the one father and none else. He is my only support. And this support is the greatest support. Baba says, why you go to 200 human beings when 1,000-handed father, 1,000-armed father is standing in front of you? So go to that, the mightiest, the strongest, who is the ocean of strength, who is the ocean of help, who is the ocean of cooperation. So second is, believe in this. Third is, check. Is it really so? To what extent I have one father and none else in my life? Or I have given place to so many others? This is self-checking. Or is it just a theoretical, or it has really become practical? Am I missing someone else other than the father? Do I have to desire to talk, to move around, to be in the company of human beings? Or I feel to be in silence all the time, or in solitude, to be in the company of one invisible father? So check. The next thing is, dance. Dance with this statement that I have only one father and none else. This is the moment of celebration, joy, ecstasy. This is the moment of festival, that Father has become mine and I will not allow anyone else to enter the recess of my heart. Let his light fill me. Let his power remain over me. So I dance in joy, in bliss, in happiness. The moment this statement comes in front of my eyes. So when you sit in yoga, just bring this statement, one father and none else, and there would be surge of happiness. Your mercury of happiness will start soaring up. So this is dance. Then empower yourself with this statement. The statement is very, very powerful. So you can empower yourself with this statement that I have only one father and none else. Because the one father is the Almighty. He is the highest authority on this world. None can be compared to him. And him, in him is included everything. When he is there, everything is there. And when he is not there, nothing is there. There's one English author, Emily Bronte. She has said somewhere in one of her poems, she says to God, Those suns and moons are gone, and thou art left alone. Every existence would exist in thee. No matter if everything else is destroyed on this earth and you are left alone, everything will still exist in you. This is she saying for God. Those suns and moons were gone, and suns and earth, planet, everything is destroyed. And he is the only one who is left. So everything will exist in him still. So he is the one who is the ocean of power. Baba uses that word for himself. I am the ocean of power. So when I say this statement, automatically I feel powerful. I feel recharged. I feel energized. Our Rajyoga is in fact spiritual re-engineering. We remodify ourselves. This is Rajyoga, is spiritual rejuvenation. Rajyoga is spiritual renovation. Rajyoga is spiritual metamorphosis. Rajyoga is spiritual transformation. So, the moment you say that, I have one father and none else, automatically you are filling the soul with power. Because remembrance of human beings undermines the soul. And remembrance of the Supreme elevates the soul. The more one remembers human being, thoughts of expectations, frustration, depression, non-fulfillment of desires come. And the moment you think of God, and the moment you think that He is the only one and none else, automatically, soul is filled with unprecedented happiness and power, an invisible power. And that power prevails throughout. And that power moves along the soul throughout the day. So, fifth is empower. Then, sixth, when I say that one father and none else, I mean I have to free oneself from others. I free myself from others. The third. You know, this third is very dangerous. The third. Because when one is attached to the third eye closes. One father, second me, and the moment third comes in between, the third eye will close. And when third eye closes, you become blind. And when you become blind spiritually, you see bodies. And when you see bodies, you are attracted to bodies. And when you are attracted to bodies, body consciousness comes. And when body consciousness comes, vices percolate. And when vices come in, it leads to the downfall. A sudden downfall. Chaknachur, in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, if you climb, you become Badshah. If you fall, you are shattered to smithereens, pieces. So, free yourself from others. These others are very dangerous. Then, grow with it. Grow with it. Grow with this statement. He is the only one. Grow with it. A spiritual growth will happen. Every day, inch by inch. the soul will increase in understanding. So growth. Then hide in it. Go and hide yourself in one father, in this statement. It's a very good statement. I have only one father and none else. And I go and hide myself in him. Baba has said many times, whenever there is an attack of Maya, become underground. Just as when the bomb is thrown, those military people, they go underground. In the similar manner, when the Maya attacks you and you are afraid and you don't understand what to do, go underground. So, it's a place to hide. This statement itself is a place to hide. I have only one support, canopy, protection, fortress, armor, shield, and none else. So, automatic protection happens. So, then I imbibe this, inculcate it. I have only one father. What dharana is necessary for me to come to this conclusion? What principles, what virtues, what siddhant, what else I should do, what tenets, what laws, what principles should be there in my life? What direction should I follow? What Srimat should I go with? So imbibe this. Then J, jump into any circumstances, any danger with this statement and you will be saved. I have only one father. Nothing is going to happen to you. Even if you jump from a cliff with this statement, don't jump, but nothing is going to happen. That faith, that power is there in this statement. So jump from anywhere and you are safe. Your life is guaranteed because He is the safeguard. He is the bodyguard. He is the watchman. He is the one who looks after you. He is the caretaker. And this is the power of truth. In recent conference which I attended, there one speaker said, there are 5 satyagrahis in history. And one of the satyagrahi, he said, was Prahlad, because he was practicing satyagraha. His father was inflicting pain and torture and atrocities, and he was calm and quiet. So that was the first satyagrahi, he said. In that way, there were some others also. So, jump. After that, know this statement. Know this statement. What does it mean when I say? What is the deeper meaning of this? When I say one father and none else, what are the deeper meanings? Try to know the meaning of this statement. Then, L. Learn to listen the voice of God. What He says. When I say that I have only one father and none else, I must learn to listen His voice. What He says, what He has to say, whom He is saying this, what does He mean? All things I should know. Whatever directions He gives, I have to immediately follow it. Today in blessing, Baba has given a good drill, which you have to do throughout the day. Going up and coming down, going up and coming down, going up and coming down. You should not wear tight clothes, otherwise they are very difficult to take out. Put on light clothes, loose clothes, cloth off, these all worldly entanglements. So, then, M, motivate yourself. This is a statement that motivates you. It's a source of motivation. Then, nourish it in your heart, nurture it, nourish it. Let this statement go deep within. you have to nourish this statement. Then obey the order. This is an order of the Father. Take it as an order. When Father is saying, I am the only one and none else, it's an order. So obey the order. So obey. Then purify yourself with this statement. This is the statement that purifies you from all the impurities of the third, of the other, of the external things. Because when only one is seated in the heart, no impurity can come. So this statement helps you to purify yourself. So purify. This turn this entire thing into yoga experiment. Remember each and every word and statement. And repeat. Keep on repeating this again and again. And you will find that automatically your yoga is connected. P, Q. Then Q. Q is question yourself. Question yourself. What two questions? If third comes, what will happen in my life? What are the disturbances, expected disturbances after coming of the third? What are the expected disturbances? Arvind bhai, father and I, and third has come now. First, third eye closes. Then, what happens? Restlessness. Then, mind is wandering, is diverted. Then, what happens when third, unfulfilled expectations? Then, desires, expectations, concentration, loss of concentration is a very important thing. For knowledge, more than time you need concentration. It's not that if somebody is given a holiday of one day, he will learn all the avyakta mudalis. It's not like that. It's all about concentration. It's all about focusing on the one. It's all about the power of one. It's all about the power of concentration. The moment you are linked with one, you are fully focused, and with in very small time, you can churn and you can bring out the butter from anything. So that is the power of concentration. So the moment the third comes, question yourself on this. What will happen? So Q. Then R. R is keep on recall it again and again. Recall it again and again. What to recall? One Father and none else. Keep on recalling, reminding. You say it, recall or remind yourself again and again. Then S. S is save it in your heart. Just as in any file or folder. First, this is the statement and you have to save it. So go to the save or save as and save it in the folder of the heart. But you should know where it is saved. And then you keep on searching where it is. So save it properly. S. Then T. Teach it to others. The best way to imbibe, to learn ourselves, oneself, if you want to learn something, start teaching it to others. In the process of teaching, you start becoming the embodiment. This is how much now? 20? 21? 21. This is last, no? This is 21. 21. You. So, what you have to do? When I say that I have one Father and none else, I must use him. Baba says, use me. I have come for you. Why don't you use me? I am sitting all the time. Free? Not free. He has lot many works to do. So, these are some of the statements one has to remember while interpreting this. Om Shanti.